Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The vision industry is a big one, with optometrists and eyeglasses sellers scattered across most cities. Our next guest is one such individual, but has decided to focus his attention on what he says is an underserved market, those people that need more than just regular glasses for their vision problems. Dr. Jesse Willingham is owner of Brighter Outlook Vision, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi, good to talk to you.
So give us the background here first and how you got into this business.
Yeah, so most people are familiar with what optometrists do. They typically go for their annual eye exam. They check the health of their eyes, prescribe new glasses or contact lenses. And that's fine and that's fun, and I do that a couple of days a week. But what I really love about my specialty is called vision therapy and rehabilitation. And I'm able to help patients not just cover up the symptoms with glasses or contacts, but I'm able to help them actually take the issues they're having, usually with things like attention, issues with reading or double vision. We can actually cure those things through active therapy that the patient's involved in.
Okay, and so how does someone know if they, I guess double vision, they would know they have that issue, but talk about the recognition from the customer's point of view.
Absolutely. So your primary eye doctor is the best person to pick up on these things, but oftentimes it is just symptoms, and oftentimes we're working with children who don't know these symptoms. So just getting that annual eye exam with any optometrist is your first step. Our vision is actually a very dynamic process. So we're made to be very passive when we're looking in the distance, but we have to activate and coordinate tons and tons of muscles in and around our eyes to be able to maintain clear and comfortable and single vision, both looking far away and up close and around the room throughout the day. For most people, that's a seamless process, but for not a terribly small amount of people, that's hard to coordinate. We don't quite learn how to do that the right way whenever we're young kids.
Okay, and so what is the vision problem that causes lack of attention or is involved in lack of attention?
The most common specific problem is something called convergence insufficiency. Before, we're pretty passive when we look in the distance. If we drew a line from our eyes, they would be parallel lines. But when we go to look up close at a computer or a book, our eyes have to point in and cross in toward that. And so a significant number of people never learn to do that accurately, and they won't have binocular vision when they're reading. So they may see double, or their brain may have to actively exert effort to ignore one eye if it's not lined up with the other one. There's actually studies that show that children with ADHD are 3 times more likely than the general population to have convergence insufficiency, and vice versa. Children diagnosed with convergence insufficiency are 3 times more likely to have the symptoms of ADHD.
Okay, so yeah, I was just going to bring up the subject of ADHD. It's obviously what you know you would think of first when you talk about attention deficit. So this is something that may be corrected with just glasses instead of a pill.
More than just glasses, actually, there's studies that show that the best thing for convergence insufficiency is vision therapy. So you could actually be glasses-free and pill-free at the end of this after a short program of something more akin to like physical therapy or occupational therapy for your vision.
And so how are you marketing this business now? Do you do a lot of social media?
We do quite a bit of social media. My office manager, who's also my wife, is really the guru on that. So we do a lot of social media. But truthfully, like I said before, most patients find out about this from their regular eye doctor. So it's mostly going around to the eye doctors in my area, making sure they're aware that we're here, how to refer a patient, and the things they should be looking for.
And so are some of these issues that you deal with, are they relatively new? Is this a dynamic environment?
No, actually, the first doctors that started doing therapy like this for helping people with aligning their eyes started doing this in the 1800s. So the idea is not new at all. I mean, there are doctors all around the country that are doing it.
And so for doctors like you, then, do you have an association here in the state?
Yes.
Are there others in the state that are doing what you are doing?
There are a handful. There are, last I know, there are around 10 doctors in the state of South Carolina that are doing this kind of practice. Our national, really our international association is called the Optometrists and Vision Development and Rehabilitation Association, so OVDRA.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Dr. Jesse Willingham is owner of Brighter Outlook Vision in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company, as well as to the association that he mentioned, posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.